Well, we get a chance now. We talk to the two coaches of the game, the biggest game in the history of Macon County, what everybody's talking about. Everybody wants to see televised all the conversations. Somebody's going to state. Brett Zerfowski will have the call with Seth Greenwell. And then there's me and Steve Kirk sitting here. We'll be the two guys. We might be the only two guys at the Argentina game, so it feels, as the Bombers get ready to play in what I believe is their sixth school semifinal contest, looking for their first trip to state as they take on Camp Point Central tomorrow. At the same time as that big game, Coach Kirk, how's it going?
Good, Eric. How are you?
I'm good. Does it feel like are you okay that there's not a lot of – I mean, obviously the Argentina fans can't wait for tomorrow, but let everybody talk about and let everybody write all the stories about that other game, right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm excited about our game. So
absolutely.
To us, that's the game that matters.
Absolutely. This is the game. This is your big game. This is your biggest game in a couple decades at least, trying to get back to state. Now, am I right? I think one of the teams in maybe the 70s went to the – is this the sixth school trip to the semis, or do you even know?
Yeah, I think it's I think it's the sixth one.
I know this is the fifth time that Argentina will play a 13th game, but there was a 12-team back in the 70s. I thought that's how many rounds there were that they made the semis then too. So for the sixth time, trying to get that done. Do you teach the history, or do you think that might put pressure on the kids? Is this just a football game?
Yeah, I don't – we don't talk about it too much. We're just kind of focused on this game.
Yeah.
I did tell them that this is the first time that we've ever hosted a semifinal game, so I did want them to embrace that and enjoy it and – just enjoy the atmosphere and enjoy kind of the fruits of their labor, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to play Camp Point Central, so I keep getting asked about Camp Point. What do you think of Camp Point? What about Argentina's chances? And I'm like, first of all, we all know that wing tee offense is just what Western Illinois football, that's what they do. It started with a legendary coach, I think, at Carthage, and now you've got like Brown County and Triopia and, of course, Camp Point that run it, and they run it really well. But I don't know how much we really know about Camp Point. They've only played their own conference all year, including the playoffs. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's just kind of how the brackets worked out for those guys.
Yeah.
We're super excited to play Camp Point Central tomorrow. Kind of a game of contrasting styles. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
You're a defensive guy, and I don't want strategy, but just what's the guide to dummies to defending against this offense? What's the basic mentality?
I think you just gotta stop the run. I think it's just the simplest way to put it. We've got to be able to stop the run, and we've got to be able to kind of get those guys off schedule and force them to get into situations that they don't want to be in.
You went to Camp Point maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I think it was, and we were there for that one, and then they played and knocked off Cerro Gordo the following week. And is that good that you experienced it once? Or I mean, I don't know. Do you feel comfortable knowing that you've seen it before?
Yeah, it's such a long time ago. I don't think it
doesn't matter.
Makes too much of a difference in this year's contest.
It's a
new team for us, it's a new team for them. So,
do they?
We'll go out tomorrow and give it our best shot.
That team then, I think, only threw it like 8 times all year. Does this Camp Point team? Do they throw it at all?
Yeah, they throw it. They throw it a little bit more. I think they've thrown it, off the top of my head, 100 times this year. So,
okay.
Right around 10 times a game.
Yeah. So you might see 6 to 10 attempts, depending on how things are going. The important question is, how is Josh Williams, your quarterback?
He's fine. He's ready to go tomorrow.
Good.
We did have him available in the second half last week. Fortunately for us, we didn't have to use him. So
yeah.
So he got that extra. He got that extra rest, which was good.
We were all shocked by just how dominant you were over Central A&M. Did you surprise yourself at all, or did you just feel like that was going to happen?
It did surprise me a little bit. I thought it was going to be, maybe a little bit closer than it ended up. I just thought that we just played really our most complete game of the year from start to finish, which was certainly great to see, and hopefully we'll carry that momentum into this week.
Considering both sides of the ball, is that the best game Mekhi Stanley's played?
Yeah, you know, he's played a bunch of really good games.
Yeah.
I think this is probably, I think it's probably the best, you know, if not certainly in the top two.
I mean, he's one of the best defensive players in the game for sure in that game. I mean, we just saw a whole other level. I felt like it dropped for him, and he said, I'm going to take over this game by myself on both sides of the ball. I mean, it felt like he was at least trying to do that.
Yeah, I think certainly in the second half.
Yeah.
That first play of the second half.
Tone setter.
What was it, 80 yards or whatever?
It was 80, yeah, because it was a touchback, yeah.
We didn't particularly block that play, as it's drawn up very well.
Yeah.
It was just a great individual effort on his part.
He just pulled away from the guy that had the jersey, yeah. And then
So it was just a great individual effort, and certainly a credit to him.
And then his next carry went for 99.
Well, that was Peterson, but
That's right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty wild that when you can get caught up in a game like that. It was definitely a bomber country, man, loving it. They were all in. This is everybody talks about how many people are going to be at the Morrow St. Teresa game tomorrow. You're going to have a lot of people in the house, aren't you? I mean, the bomber country,
yeah.
They're in.
Yeah, we're expecting a pretty nice crowd. They're at our facility tomorrow, so. We're really, really excited.
How does the timing of the new field, the new stadium, I don't think it has anything to do with your record per se, but how comfortable are you on that field now in just the first year? Because you've got track like guys to go out on that track like surface.
Yeah, I probably just a coincidence, but it's been it's been great from start to finish with the new facility and the year we're having. It's been a great, just a great season for Bomber football.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you calling the plays, Steve?
Yes.
Right, so who's running the defense now? Because to me, you've always been just the defensive guy.
No, yeah. Before I got to Argent, I was an offensive coordinator for about the previous 8 years before that out of college.
Oh, okay.
My first defensive job was at Argent. So,
oh, no kidding.
I did the defense at Argent for the first 6 years I was there, and now I went back to the offense for the last couple.
Which has to be huge for rounding you out and making you a complete head coach now, because you've done them both. That's great.
Yeah, it's been, it's great for me to see both sides of the ball and, to be able to coach both sides of the ball.
Give some love to your staff,
right
though.
Right now, say that again?
I was going to say, give some love to your staff, because I know you got guys working hard.
Yeah, Caleb Renfro's done the defense this year and has done an outstanding job for us. Eric Gebbins, kind of my right hand guy.
Yeah.
He's done a fabulous job helping me with the offense, and he's done a great job with the special teams. He's just I put him up against anybody in the state as far as the special teams coordinator goes. He
awesome.
Has an onside kick ready to go every week, a punt fake ready to go every week. He's been fabulous.
That's cool.
Devin McBride, Devin McBride came on, done a great job. Alan Huff's done a great job. Terry Grider's done a wonderful job for us. I can't say enough about our staff as a whole. They've really come together and done a great job and made my job really, really easy.
Sure. I think for the most part, we talk about Josh Williams at quarterback and Mekhi Stanley and Skylar Peterson. Skylar's now shown he can be an option quarterback, too, if he needs to be. Mikhail Stanley, you've got some nice weapons. I love Glody out of wide receiver. But that line and that defense, that might be your strength.
Yeah, our offensive line's been really, really good this year. They've opened up some big holes for those. Those backs. Defensively, we've been a pleasant surprise this year. I didn't know going in what our defense was going to be like this year. We had to replace Trevor Webb and
that's a big deal.
Derek Morrison,
and
some of those kids. But we've had kids come in and play really well in those spots, which has helped.
Yeah. Yeah, who has been, when I saw the All-State nods, I thought, well, obviously, Mekhi got an All-State nod. And this is the same thing I thought about Moroa, that I was like, I was trying to think, did a Moroa defensive player get stiffed? And I was like, they're pretty balanced. Is that the same for you? Did you have a defensive player maybe, you know, do you have an overall number one defensive guy, or are you just that balanced?
Yeah, you know, I thought Peterson.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I thought Peterson, he's got 108 tackles right now. You know, he's been a stalwart for us in the middle of that, you know, in the middle of the defense. You know, I thought he had a good shot at being first team All-State there.
Okay, yeah.
Inside linebacker.
And one,
he's been a great leader for us on the defense all year.
Yeah, one thing about Skylar, he's hitting people harder this year, I noticed, than last year.
Yeah, you know, he really comes up. He's able to plug holes. He's reading the, you know, he's able to read offenses a little bit better this year. He knows where his fits are. He knows where the play is going to go. You know, he's just been outstanding all year.
Yeah. You having fun? You have time to have any fun with us?
Yeah, it's been a great season. It's been a good time.
You're a kids coach, I think. That's fair to say, right? I mean, you love these guys.
Yeah, you know, I love the kids. You know, they do a great job. They put in a lot of work. You know, I think football in general is, you know, a sport where you got to put in, you know, a lot of hours to be good throughout the, you know, the winter months and the summer. So those kids have put in a lot of work, and they deserve everything that comes their way.
You trying to simplify this game? You know, just a football game?
Yeah, you know, we talked really the past 2 or 3 weeks about embracing the process. There's no pressure or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, I want them to embrace the, you know, embrace the atmosphere, enjoy every minute of it. I don't want them to look back, you know, 10 years from now and say, I wish I would have, you know, I wish I would have enjoyed that a little more. I want to enjoy it in the moment.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. You know, let them take one moment when you walk out on that field to look around, you know, and just go, well, this is pretty cool. Everybody doesn't get to do this. And
Yeah.
And then go to work.
Yep.
Steve, it's great talking to you as always, man. Thanks a lot for taking some time with us, and we wish you the best of luck. Can't wait to be there for it. We go on the air at 12:30, kickoff at 1. We'll be one of the few stations hanging out in your press box tomorrow instead of being in the middle of Decatur.
Well, Eric, I appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow. I look forward to it.
Can't wait, man. Good luck. Give him hell.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Head coach of the Bombers, Steve Kirk.